Four Corners showed exploitation of workers on farms and processing around the country. Often they were racially motivated, targeting poor English-speaking Asian workers. They were on large farms producing tomatoes, sweet potatoes, lettuces and grapes. There were chicken processors on 18-hour shifts paid well under the award. Farmers, unions and the horticulture sector have condemned the labour hire companies and cost pressures imposed by supermarkets. Tasmanian Union Secretary Steve Walsh.
Now it's time that the large supermarket chains actually audited their own supply chains to ensure that companies who supply them with cheap goods are actually paying correct wages, have correct occupational health and safety practices, and are not working these people long hours.
But the supermarkets have all made statements they follow the law and source food ethically. Bayeda Chicken Processor has responded too.
As a result of the program, we confirm a further review has been instigated. We're surprised by the allegations and believe them to be inconsistent with the results of our prior checks and audits on our contract labour providers.
GrowCom, representing the more than 2,500 horticulture farms in Queensland, says authorities don't have enough staff to track down bad labour hire companies. Donna Mogg.
They're often not properly registered. They appear and disappear like smoke in the night. And it can be very, very difficult to track down the illegal operators. But, you know, this is where the resources are needed to identify. And, you know, this is where industry needs to work together with the authorities, as I said, to expose these operators.
National MP Keith Pitt says exploitation by labour hire companies has been escalating.
They're incredibly difficult to catch. To give you a bit of an idea, some of the operations which I've heard about or been told about include things like a lead car. So you'll send a lead car with two people in it. If that car is followed by anyone that looks like they might be an enforcement agent, they text back to where the main body of people are and they simply don't show up. We need to remember that this is a very transient workforce who might work on farm A for 3 hours in the morning and go to farm B for 4 hours in the afternoon, or have day two off completely because it's wet, or the crop's not quite ready, or it needs another 2 days to mature. And this is the reasons that farmers use labour hire companies. Simply, if you had to do all the paperwork involved with a three-hour engagement for 200 people, it's incredibly difficult. So labour hire firms do have an advantage, which is the reason that they exist. But as I said, there are these bad seeds in the industry which, in my view, have increased exponentially, and we need to stamp this out.
Keith Pitt, the member for Hinkler based around Bundaberg, says all layers of government need to tackle them. GrowCom's Donna Mogg agrees.
The Fair Work Ombudsman and a number of other authorities were in the Sunshine Coast last year, and the reality is that a combination of federal, state and even local authorities will take different approaches. So local authorities, for example, can introduce or can enforce their own local council bylaws in regards to overcrowding of accommodation. The fire service has a role to play in this as well, which, you know, outlining those kinds of issues. So the multi-jurisdictional, we applaud Keith Pitt for his activity in this area. He has been tireless and relentless in getting these issues in front of government and identifying the need, as he said, for this multi-agency approach.
Keith Pitt says while he pushes for a multi-pronged approach, at least the government is reforming 417 visas, which will make it harder for people to extend their working holiday visas and be trapped in bad work situations.
And I believe that we are making progress. You only have to look at the announcement from Senator Michaela Cash last Friday with changes to the 417 visa program, which were something that was called for by industry. So this is a modification where you don't have to simply have sign-off for your second year of a working holiday visa for the second lot of 88 days. You need to produce timesheets, so time and wages records. So hopefully that will put an end to this caper where people, you know, pay a cash amount for sign-off, or as you would have seen in the program last night, get asked for sexual favours for sign-off or all other types of intimidation. This is a very large workforce which is needed by regional Australia, and we need to look after them.